up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you this, but it's to Blind Citizens Australia we go this week. We're going to speak with Sally Ulrich. Sally is the coordinator for New South Wales and the ACT with Blind Citizens Australia. She joins me now. Sally, welcome to New Horizons.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, we haven't spoken to you before, although you've been with BCA for around about 9 months. Tell us about yourself and your role within Blind Citizens Australia.
So my background is mostly in community services. I worked as an employment case manager and I worked for the DOL program coordinator for quite a few years. I also did 2 years at the National Disability Insurance Agency as a planner. And I'm also studying social science with a major in health management. So when I started with Blind Citizens back in October, I was the project officer on the Accessing the Support You Need workshops project. So I went all over New South Wales and coordinated a bunch of workshops in Victoria around the National Disability Insurance Scheme and My Aged Care and how to access the most out of those schemes. Also worked on a bunch of secondary resources, which we're in the process of uploading to the website at the moment, that cover different topics that relate to the NDIS and My Aged Care as well.
So what made you think that Blind Citizens Australia was a good fit?
I was fortunate enough to be involved in the first round of the Enchanted Hills project. So I worked in America for 3 months as part of that program with Blind Citizens New South Wales. And through that, I became more familiar with Blind Citizens Australia. I worked quite closely with them during that time. And when I came back, I noticed that this role was available. Knowing a lot more about the organisation and the work that they did, I thought it would be a great opportunity to share my knowledge and my skills about the NDIS and get to work with some people one-on-one.
And your role's changed recently.
It has. So a couple of months ago, Crystal went on maternity leave. Crystal was the New South Wales ACT coordinator, and I took on her role until she comes back in about February.
Excellent. And how's that going for you? Enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I'm having a great time. We've got lots of exciting projects happening. We've just moved office again. We've got some new staff hopefully coming on in the next couple of weeks. We've got new volunteers. So there's plenty of things happening. It's quite an exciting time.
What's involved in coordinating New South Wales ACT for Blind Citizens Australia?
So I work quite closely with the New South Wales ACT State Division Committee. And when that committee was established late last year, or early this year, I believe, we worked on a state plan which came up with a lot of activities and goals that they wanted to achieve over the next 18 months. And so I'm working with the committee there to make those happen.
And one of the very important things that's coming up very shortly is the New South Wales ACT State Convention. When's that happening?
Yeah, so that's happening on Friday the 26th of October through to the Sunday the 28th of October.
And I hope you're not organising the entire event.
I am working alongside an organising committee and we are working on it together. It's not all me.
Excellent. And what are you expecting to happen at the convention?
I am expecting a bunch of people to turn up and have a great time and learn a lot from some really awesome speakers and also just have some fun. It's not all serious talk. We've got some really fun leisure activities planned and some pre-dinner drinks, some convention dinners. So there'll be all sorts of fun and interesting things over the weekend.
And what's in the program? Have you finalised that yet?
It's almost there. So we've got sessions that look at technology, at diverse parenting, at we've got a really cool session with a lot of representatives from different banks and the Banking Association. So we're going to look at accessible banking. We've got a really fun session with the Hurricane Chef and the Blind Butcher. So those two guys are going to get up and have a chat a bit about the work that they do. Lots of technology providers are coming along to showcase what they have on offer. Yeah, so it should be lots of fun.
And what about the free time activities? Is there going to be a convention dinner and things like that?
Yes, so Saturday afternoon we'll have our technology expo as well as a drumming circle, which I'm really excited about. The guys from an organisation called Rhythm Connect, who do a lot of African drumming, are coming to lead us in a drum circle. And after that, yeah, we're going to have convention dinner as well.
And I assume that the convention will be streamed online for those living in New South Wales or the ACT who will be unable to attend.
Correct. We're in the process of organising all that at the moment, but it will be made available online.
Now, I guess the obvious question is, where is it?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. So recently you held the State Division meeting in Newcastle, and I believe it's at the same venue.
It is. It is. We had such a good time at the state launch that we've decided to go back there.
And tell us about the venue.
So we're hosting it at the Travel Lodge, which is in Hamilton. So it's not too far from, you know, the main train line that goes from Central to Newcastle for anyone who wants to head up there by train. Not too far from Williamtown Airport either if people want to fly in. And it's just a really cute little hotel. There's accommodation on site and all the facilities that you could need are within the hotel.
And registration is currently available for the convention. What are the costs involved?
Registration is available through Eventbrite. I believe we've emailed out the link to the members of the list, but if anyone has missed out on it, you're more than welcome to call the office or get in touch with me directly, and I can send them the link or we can assist them to register. The cost is $220 for the weekend, I believe.
Now, sometimes the cost can be prohibitive for some people. Is there any assistance available if people need assistance with covering the costs?
There is. If anyone needs assistance, I'd encourage them to contact the office or myself directly, or anyone who's on the convention planning committee, any member of the State Division Committee, and we can have a look into that and see what we can do to help people out, because we would love people to come along and we definitely don't want that to be a barrier.
Now, Blind Citizens Australia has a long history of conventions, both state and national. The national convention, the next national convention, is coming up in March in Hobart. Have you been to many of these conventions before?
I have never been to a convention. This will be my first one.
Wow, and you're involved in organising it. I don't envy you that, I have to say.
Actually, it's been lots of fun, and it's been really cool to see how it works behind the scenes and the amount of effort that goes into it. So I've really enjoyed it.
Well, one of the things that that BCA is known for is really going all out with the conventions. And one of the things that always impresses me is things like guide dog toileting facilities and things like that, which most blind people will know when they attend conventions and conferences. Doesn't always happen, but BCA always goes above and beyond with that sort of thing. And I assume that this will be no different.
This will be no different. The hotel has been amazing and has helped us source some turf, which we have laid in a secure part of their car park, which is going to be roped off to make sure it's completely safe. And that turf will be replaced throughout the weekend to keep all the dogs happy and fresh.
Excellent. That sounds good. Now, one of the other projects that's coming out of the state plan is the Spring into Action Month, which is that happening now or is it coming up fairly soon?
So Spring into Action Month is going to occur throughout October. Basically, we recognise that not everyone can make it to convention for various reasons, but we still want them to be able to enjoy something. So all of our local branches and social groups are working together to organise their own activity throughout October as a chance to invite new or interested members to come and join in and see what they have to offer, but also just keep that kind of social connection going between their existing members. So there'll be all sorts of fun events happening, and we will keep updating details of those throughout the email list and also on our website, and we'll make details available to members as they come available.
And I noticed that Graham Innes sent out an email recently about the Legacy Project that he's involved with convening. Is there anything you can say about that at this point?
Yeah, so our Legacy Project is looking at recording the history of blindness and blindness advocacy across New South Wales. So we've lined up a bunch of interviews that will be courted by a lady named Angela Caterns, who's a journalist. She's going to work with us to put those into podcasts so that we can get a audio history of blindness advocacy in New South Wales.
Sally, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with the convention, and hopefully we'll talk to you afterwards to find out how it all went.
Thank you, and I hope to see you all there.
And if you'd like to know any more about the convention or any of the projects that Sally mentioned, you can have a look at the BCA website. The web address is bca.org.au. If you'd like to get in touch with the BCA team directly, then email bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au. Or by telephone, 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. And you'll know by now that the AGM of Blind Citizens Australia is coming up on the 1st of December, Saturday the 1st of December. It'll be held in Melbourne. There will be elections for the board coming up, and there are some teleconferences to talk about what is involved in being a board member and the roles and responsibilities, etc. They're coming up fairly shortly. We hope to speak to Emma Bennison about those in the coming weeks. Also coming up in the next few weeks, we'll be speaking with Ricky Chaplin about some successful advocacy that's been going on with Blind Citizens Australia and some things that our members may want to be aware of. So don't forget to listen for that one. Blind Citizens Australia publishes New Horizons each week, and it's available as a podcast. If you want to go to the podcast, you can point your podcatcher to blindcitizens.podbean.com/feed. That's blindcitizens, all one word, .podbean.com/feed. If you'd like to have a look at the last 10 episodes, they're always available on the BCA website at bca.org.au. And you can, of course, go to the Blind Citizens Podbean page, blindcitizens.podbean.com, and you'll see all of the published episodes there, going back to around February or March, somewhere around there. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I produce this program each week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia. If you'd like to provide feedback, you can contact me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. new.horizons@bca.org.au. And I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.